This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
That's why it's being discussed this morning, and I think it's an important issue. It's something that we've heard in hearings and that I'm particularly sensitive to since becoming commissioner. Everybody's asked, you know, try and clarify the reasonable compensation issue that's degenerated to an unacceptable level.
What is reasonable? For a businessman to work his entire life creating a business, to have somebody tell him what he's worth, it to me is the violation of every one of the constitutional rights of this country.
Unfortunately, there has been an organized partisan campaign to mislead the owners of LLCs and scare them.
Had the conversation before, find the entities and the way in which to work, and then basically after you do that and you have the consensus, let the people jump out or jump in or stay where they are. That's an easy thing to do. Don't do it beforehand. Make a law and say, oh, let's retrofit it, because that doesn't work.
Some sound from before and during the hearing on the reasonable compensation bill being heard by the House Ways and Means Committee, which I suspect is still going on. It was a packed room, about 130 people packed into rooms 201 to 203 to debate what is reasonable compensation. Good afternoon. Bulldog Live was there. Me, your host, Bulldog Brian Tilton. And I'll tell you, a lot of people were signed up to speak, and the first two testimonies sure went on an extremely long time. And then I had to run. And I was hoping to talk with one of the people who were going to testify there. Hope to have him in studio right now, but like I said, looks like it's still going on. 1-866-823-1077. That's our phone number here on Bulldog Live with continuing coverage of not only the LLC tax, now we're expanding into reasonable compensation. House Bill 1607. And one of the things that occurred at the hearing this morning, right off the bat, and this is something that I suspected was going to happen, and it happened exactly like I thought it would. Representative Susan Almy, who is the chairwoman of the House Ways and Means Committee, dropped on the committee at the last minute her revision of the bill that has been posted online for, well, a few months now. And Andy Sanborn and I were here talking yesterday because a copy had happened to be floating around in the air, and one of us grabbed it and said, oh, look at this. This is vastly different than what has been posted on the web for the last few days through the state's website, which was also posted on my LLC tax page at briantilton.com. So after Susan Almy gave her opening testimony and was actually demonizing somebody, here's a little bit of what she had to say in her testimony.
I required them to provide an early draft in October because we had a filing deadline. The bill which is before you is that early draft. They kept working on this until this week, and their final product was posted online as a suggested amendment since Tuesday and made available directly to you at that time, to you on the committee.
That's right. Only the committee members were able to see this, and some even seemed surprised as we had our conversation with State Representative DJ Betancourt, who is a member of that committee, and he had not seen it as of yesterday afternoon when we had our discussion. And according to the communications that went between Department of Revenue Administration and the Ways and Means Committee, it looks like it came out at about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. And a fax that went from Commissioner Kevin Clardy over to Susan Almy at the Ways and Means Committee, and it went through probably a couple of hands, I suspect. These draft rules are exactly as Andy Sanborn had talked about here yesterday on Bulldog Live in great detail. And once I can get a version of this, in fact, I may just have to scan this in our machine here in the studio, and I'll have this posted on my website because I hesitated on doing it last night because I just wanted to see what came out today. And my suspicions were confirmed. Now, a lot of things that is that still going on, the hearing? Tom Thompson is joining us in studio. He'll give us the rundown. Hi, Tom. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Let's try that so people can hear you. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. So is the hearing still going on?
The hearing ended about 15 minutes ago, and it is post or continued. They will come back at 3:15 to continue. So
it's in recess.
They're in recess. They had some other issues, supposedly. I'm sure one of them was lunch. But what really was appalling to me, and I predicted this was going to happen, they started the hearing at 9 a.m., and as I've seen it happen before at these hearings, the chairman or the acting chairman will run the clock out, and in doing so, the people that come to the public hearings to speak are bunched up at the very end, and most of them don't get a chance to talk. And at 11 a.m. this morning, I stood up and called a point of order to the chairman and asked that we, the people that came to this public hearing, have the opportunity to speak. I was immediately reprimanded by Chairman Susan Almy that I was out of order. And what Susan Almy needs to understand is that she works for us, the people. This was a public hearing.
Well, number one, Susan Almy was not acting in her capacity as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee today. She was acting there testifying in favor of House Bill 1607, which the Department of Revenue Administration has crafted. And so, therefore, for her to say that to you was out of order for her, I believe. That would be for the acting chairman to say.
That's exactly correct, because she was sitting just one row ahead of me in the audience. You know, she feels that power goes with her wherever she wants to go.
Well, as somebody addressed her today, and it's funny because someone did address her as Madam Chairman when she was testifying, and she said, no, I'm not the chairman today. I forget who the representative was that was acting as a chairman, but she deferred to him as the chairman. So there, you know, she can't have it both ways.
Right.
The other thing, too, when these draft rules were dropped on everybody, and I know a lot of people in the room were surprised to see them. Some of us were not, but most people in attendance were, especially the common working folks were surprised to know that this was going on. And I sat next to a couple of campground owners from Littleton, and they had no clue what was going on. I had to explain to them. And Representative David Booten he raised an objection to this. He
Correct.
Says, we should have a recess so that everybody in the room has a chance to review these revised rules so that members of the committee can and people in the room. Susan Almy says, no, let's not have a recess. I would suggest we do not and let the commissioner of DRA explain line by line what's in this. And the acting chairman said, no, we will proceed.
Right. And all Representative Booten was asking for was a five-minute recess to give the folks that were there, and they were a lot of folks there.
130 people, I
counted. 130 people. It's probably a good thing the fire marshal didn't walk in.
I know. I shouldn't be broadcasting it.
But, I mean, it shows—
It was standing room only.
It shows the listeners that this is a real issue with the working men and women out there. And to run the clock out for 2 hours— was an absolute insult to the taxpayers of this state, and I'm extremely disappointed in the chair and the acting chair of this committee.
So let me guess, it was Susan Almy who ran the clock until about 10 o'clock. Meeting started at 9. She talked to just about 10 a.m., and that's when Commissioner Clardy and Attorney John Hayes came forward, and they were still talking at 11 o'clock?
At 11 o'clock, and that's when I stood up with a point of order and asked for us to move this on because, in fact, it was a public hearing. And then I was reprimanded about that this is not a public hearing. This is a legislative hearing. And so when I got up to speak, I had a clipping from the union leader, which listed all the legislative hearings for this week. And it says right at the top, bill scheduled for public hearings. It's unfortunate that some of them don't remember that they work for the citizens of this state.
Well, the other thing, too, is we were all told going into the hearing that you can only speak to the actual bill. Commissioner Clardy opened up talking about all these rosy things that DRA is doing with brand new $7 million computer systems and trying to make this system open and stuff. His first 10 minutes had absolutely nothing to do with House Bill 1607. It didn't get into that until he turned to Attorney Hayes, at which point I had to leave.
And that's, you know, a pre-planned strategy that they use over and over is to run the clock out. And that way, you know, then they bunch it up, and so people don't have the opportunity to speak. At 11 o'clock, I can assure you that there are probably 50 to 60 people had left, because these LLCs and partnerships, particularly run by one or two people, and they can't take the whole day off. They cannot shut down their business the whole day. And who is going to stick around now until quarter of three today to come back and continue this hearing?
That's a long lunch. If it stopped at about quarter to one, we'll just say for argument's sake, quarter to one, and resume at quarter to three, well, that's a two-hour lunch break. Gee, I want that. Boss, time for us to talk.
Well, to be honest, they didn't say that they were going to take lunch for the 2 hours. They did have some other housekeeping issues so on. So I want to be fair with them on that. But what was a good example today, and if you had stuck around as long as I did, you would have seen it, and I'm sure you've seen it in the past. But this is a good example of how sausage is made in Concord for this meeting today.
Well, Representative Almy, in testifying to her bill, she was questioned by one of the members of the committee, and I know you heard this, Tom. But for the benefit of our audience, after she explained reasonable compensation in the bill, that the most people in the general public has not seen this revised version, here is what her response was to somebody who had asked her, well, what exactly is reasonable compensation?
Fair and reasonable compensation is what a person should a person's work is worth. Namely, if I run a business and I am cleaning out the toilets and I am negotiating with the IRS and I am negotiating with the government of Saudi Arabia to set up an oil drilling company, I have a lot of functions in me. I should, when I am declaring reasonable compensation, because I expect I'm going to get paid for that a lot more than I would than would exempt me from the business profits tax. I am going to list all of those and make an approximation. This the DRA is going to be better at saying than I am. Make an approximation of how much of the time I'm spending cleaning out the toilets, and say that I am spending 45 hours a week working on the negotiations with Saudi Arabia, et cetera, which is a high-level executive function, and that if I was paying somebody else to do that, I would have to pay them, I don't know, $450,000 a year? And that will be my reasonable compensation.
Did you understand that? I kind of did. Susan Almy, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, testifying on House Bill 1607, which, by the way, there's a flyer floating around the State House today. Susan Pazar Almy wants to cut small business earnings, even though she can afford to donate thousands of dollars to liberal causes. And we talked with Corey Lewandowski yesterday of Americans for Prosperity. And you can hear that on my website at briantilton.com. Visit the LLC tax page. Tom Thompson is joining us here in studio. He was in attendance at the hearing, which is currently in recess right now for a two-hour break, and will resume at quarter to three. And next?
I'm still trying to figure out how Susan Almy got from cleaning toilets to drilling oil in Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's multitasking. She's multitasking. That's the way I understood it.
Well, I hope she did what the commissioner of DRA suggested, and she even suggested, is you have to keep very, very accurate records. So I hope, you know, while she was doing those bathroom duties, she kept a good, clear timesheet.
Yes, and you know, that's funny. That's something that didn't come up in the testimonies this morning, and that was the record-keeping burden that's going to be on them, although the term safe harbor kept coming up, which, again, is something that Well, no, is it really defined either? That $50,000 thing.
That's what they're talking. $50,000 is reasonable compensation, but that's for each entity, the LLC. In many LLCs, you have 2, 3, 4 partners.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now you're splitting $50,000 amongst four partners. That's each entity is what they were talking about.
And I asked Commissioner Clardy about this, and I didn't actually get to mark this track of it because I will be posting his interview with me prior to the hearing about that $50,000 question. I'll play a clip of it a little bit later about isn't this a one-size-fits-all approach? And the basic answer was, yep.
Right.
Leaving it to the legislature to decide to refine it, which is also something else that Commissioner Clardy said, and that is, well, I can't put up a board on the wall and tell you based on what business is reasonable compensation.
Well, my suggestion for a baseline in reasonable compensation is to look at some of the state employees. And let's go to their salaries and benefits, and maybe that's where the baseline should be. And I picked out the president of the University of New Hampshire, who is at just a little over $303,000. So
yes.
Let's round it off to $300,000. And or you could go, you know, if you want to bring it down a little bit, maybe the hockey coach at the University of New Hampshire. And he's just under $200,000. Or if that still seems a little high, then let's go to the commissioner of DRA. And with his salary and in his benefit package, he's right under $150,000. So, you know, let's use one of those as a baseline for compensation instead of the $50,000.
Yeah, I don't disagree there.
And each one of those individuals that I just mentioned, in their job, they did not have to take any risk whatsoever. As a owner of a business, LLC has to basically put everything on the line, mortgage their homes, everything is out there, and they are risking it all to make what?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In many years, they don't make anything.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then if they do have something that appears profitable on paper, but they're not getting any cash out of it, they still got to pay a tax bill on
that. Exactly.
So, all right, well, Tom Thompson, we'll continue to follow this. I have a feeling this conversation will spill over into tomorrow, too. Testimony will resume. Now, was the indication that the general public will be able to testify beginning at 2:45 today?
The general public will be able to come back at 2:45 and continue testifying, yes.
And I bet you they start running the clock on 3 minutes at a time on
well,
that.
Well, I'm sure that they will. One thing that I brought up, and I think your listeners need to understand this, is the party in power, which is the Democrats here in Concord, in my opinion, are deliberately and trying to destroy the New Hampshire Advantage by what they're doing with this LLC issue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Tom, thank you, and we'll continue to follow this, and I'll head back over there for a few minutes this afternoon, too, and see what people are saying.
Well, give them my best.
I hope they all come back. So there you go, folks. If you missed the hearing this morning, you can go to room 201 in the Legislative Office Building, right behind the State House. It's across the street from the State House on North State Street. The Legislative Office Building, head up to the second floor, down the hall, and there you go. You'll be able to, and hopefully you'll still be able to sign up.
Look for the Pazar.
Tom Thompson, thank you very much.